Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have True Life Federal Credit Union's very own Precious Choir McLeod. She is here talking about all the great things that True Life is doing on the corporate social responsibility front. Some impressive things they are doing, so check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, look who we have in our virtual studios, Precious Choir McLeod from the fine credit union, True Life Federal Credit Union, that is. Precious, how are you? Good to see you today.
I am fabulous today, Mike. Thank you for having me on your show.
You are very welcome. I like your positive energy already. This is going to be a good one for sure. So how are things at True Life these days? Besides, before we get into the topic at hand, how are things going there?
We are rocking and rolling. Good. I mean, True Life is a special place to work, is a special place to be a member of. And I mean, we're just on it. So Todd Hall is our president and CEO, and we're doing a lot of great things. It's an awesome place to be.
Right on. You guys are in North Carolina, am I correct in that?
North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia.
Oh, well then, okay, you're all over the place then. How about that? Good for you guys. Good for you guys. All right, hey, today we're talking about corporate social responsibility, and this is a hot topic in the industry right now. So timing of our talk today is spot on, as they say. So yeah, so for just to kind of lay the groundwork here, Precious, what is the definition of corporate social responsibility today? How do you see it?
For me, corporate social responsibility is really a broad term depending on the organization or the industry, and it could take on many forms, okay? Mm-hmm. So for us at True Life, we've structured ours on five pillars, and that's community engagement, financial wellness and education, diversity, equity, and inclusion, environmental stewardship and sustainability, and last but certainly not least, our True Life Foundation.
I have it right here. Look at that. I came prepared. There's your five pillars.
Yes. I know what you're looking at.
Yes. Your crack marketing team sent me this really cool brochure.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Look at that. Look at that.
Is that you right there?
Yes, it is.
Awesome.
Well, we're proud of that.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. Obviously, you are the Senior Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion there. So this is why you are so on top of this topic at your credit union. So how do you guys, how does True Life apply corporate social responsibility at your credit union? Can you share maybe a couple of examples of how you guys apply it?
Absolutely. So we just talked about the five pillars.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the things that we're doing to reduce our environmental impact. So we have 740 solar panels on top of our new operations center that we just opened this year. Yeah. And that is expected to conserve approximately 15% or actually offset 15% of our power consumption for the next 25 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's amazing. Wow. Also, adaptive reuse of many of our facilities. And when you think about adaptive reuse, Mike, it really is when you're taking an existing structure and you're using it for a purpose other than what it was designed for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that reduces that energy consumption that's associated with any kind of demolishing that you're doing if you're going to just take everything down to just the root and build it back up. So we're doing that. We sponsor litter removal along more than 100 interstate miles in North Carolina and Virginia. We also have hybrid vehicles in our travel fleet. I could go on and on, LED lighting throughout our branches. But really, these are all important because I really believe that our members and our employees want to partner with an organization that they believe has their best interests in mind and cares about the things that matter to them.
Yeah, that I couldn't agree with that more, because I mean, here's that building that you were talking about with all the solar panels.
That's right. 740 up there. Wow.
And I was reading the story, and this was like part of a mall or something like that, that you guys took over and built this. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that used to be a Macy's. Three stores. Yeah. Macy's at our Haines Mall. And that is right across the street from our home office.
Oh, it is. Oh, wow. How convenient.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. That is an impressive picture, an impressive undertaking as well. So how have these examples, how have these efforts, even more so, made True Life a better credit union today, not only for the staff, but for the community and for the members as well? Because it sounds like you guys are, you know, kind of like this beacon on a hill doing this great stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, everything goes back to our pillars and our why. We've invested in 2022, we invested close to $650,000 to nonprofit organizations in the community. Mm-hmm. And Mike, 68% of those went to grants and donations to underserved communities. Mm-hmm. We also, year to date, I think it's 216 financial education courses, I'm sorry, classes that we've had this year. Mm-hmm. And that, the impact of that is over 3,000 people. So when you're talking about what we're doing in the community, the impact that we're having is with our members, but our employees as well. We have an employee relief fund that we have specifically designed to help our employees who are dealing with a financial hardship. Mm-hmm. And the thing that we're most proud about that is because 100% of our senior leaders have participated in donating to that. So we are truly invested and intentional about making a difference in our members and our employees' lives.
Right on. And let's talk about you for a second, because obviously you have a passion for this.
I do.
What does corporate social responsibility, why is it important to you personally? Because obviously you're the one driving all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite quote is by Marvin J. Ashton. In the beginning says, be the one who nurtures and builds. And the end one, the last line of it says, leave people better than you found them. Love and it. Mike, that truly embodies how I live my life. I've mm-hmm. always lived my life that way. So when you think about what TrueLine is doing, how we're partnering in communities, how we're serving low-income communities, how we're making a difference in our employees' lives, how we're positively impacting the environment, we're doing just that. We're leaving people and our planet better than we found them. So for me, I feel personally aligned to what we're doing. And I feel like I get to do this work. Does that make sense?
Oh, completely. Completely.
Yeah.
And this is such a credit union thing to do, don't you think?
Yes,
so this
is it absolutely
in the wheelhouse of credit unions. Yeah.
It's a part of our DNA.
Exactly. And based on that, I mean, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to go down this road or who may be on their way already, but maybe need a little nudge here and there? What's some advice you have for them?
I think it's important to really understand who you are as an organization. Mm-hmm. With CSR, this is not something that you can copy and paste. You can't Google this and figure out, oh, this other organization is doing it. I'm going to do it as
yeah.
well. You have to have a clear sense of your why and understand what that means for your organization. It really is about making it personal for your members. And without that, I don't think you're going to be successful.
Great advice. Great advice. And so let's talk about future. What's on the docket for next year? Do you have share with us maybe two or three top priorities in this space for you guys? I don't mean to catch you off guard.
That's okay. It's challenging to rank them. So I have a few things
okay,
in my mind, but
okay.
It's challenging to rank them. But I will say for our TrueLine Foundation, earlier this year, we submitted an application to become a 501c3, to get our 501c3
okay.
status.
Yeah.
And so we're making plans for our first signature event in October. We're very excited about that with diversity, equity, and inclusion. Currently, we have 3 employee groups, and we're planning to launch 2 more next year. So for that, we're wanting to make sure that we have the structure in place to be mindful of the point in time need, but also that we grow that, because those employee groups get right to the heart of our culture, mm-hmm. psychological safety for our employees, and just making sure that they feel really seen and heard in our environment. So we want to make sure that we do that right.
Right, right.
And I would say a third one would be financial wellness and education. Getting that information in the hands of our so that they can make decisions that will really not only impact their family for today, but their future generations mm-hmm. is critical. So we want to make sure that the tools that we're using, how we're providing that information, that we're reaching as many people as we can.
Right on, right on. And all of this is part of, I'm going to bring up the magazine again, because it's such
yes.
a great resource, but it's entitled Brighter Together. So is this kind of like the CSR initiative under TrueLine? Is that kind of the theme, I guess?
Well, you know, it plays off of our Brighter Banking, you know, for TrueLine,
okay.
our awesome, awesome marketing team.
Brighter.
That's where we're, yeah, there it is. Brighter Banking. So Brighter
okay.
Together really is about those 5 pillars, because something that I want people to understand is that CSR is not a new endeavor for TrueLine. We have prioritized financial wellness and education, an inclusive workplace culture, community engagement, philanthropy. We have prioritized those for many, many years. All we've done is we've restructured things under, or these departments under one reporting structure. That immediately increases collaboration, innovation, all of those things. So that right there, brighter together,
yep.
We truly are brighter together when we have those synergies working together to truly make an impact for our members.
Right on. And the last question I want to leave you with, I understand you are a naturalized citizen of the U.S. Can you tell me a little bit about that? So this is a pretty cool story. This story gets even better and better, Precious. Tell me.
Yes, I'm a native of Liberia, West Africa. I was born in the country's capital of Monrovia.
Okay.
And I became a naturalized citizen of the United States when I was 24 years old in 1997. I'd already graduated college. You know, so it was a special day for my parents. I still think back to that, seeing my father cry because what it represented for the family, you know. And so my lived experiences as an immigrant have truly shaped how I view the world and the people in it. When I think about CSR and everything that it means and how it aligns with my personal values, I really believe that it's about leaving the world a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And for True Line, it's about going beyond that financial transaction to make business personal for our members. Not just the transaction, but how can we get to know you, meet that need for you, so you really understand that we are here for you.
Yeah, that's, I always keep saying, doing these interviews over the year, time and time again, when I talk to people like you, kind of the mission is way deep. It goes way deeper than the transaction, you know, and that's what credit unions really do. So yeah, good stuff here. And that's why this stuff is so personal to you. That's why you have such a passion for it. So
I'm telling you, it is. Yeah.
You're on the opposite side of the country, Precious. And I can see, you know, the passion's just flying through the screen right here. So good stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else to add here, Precious, before I let you get back to work? Because I know you probably got a lot on your plate, so I don't want to keep you too long.
Well, I'd just like to thank you for the opportunity. You talked about, one of your questions was about how would we, a recommendation for other credit unions. But I think it's really important to have the support of your leaders. Our president and CEO, Todd Hall, is very passionate about this as well.
Yeah.
Even before we launched this, we had a whiteboard session. So I had clear direction, clear guidance before that. So I really feel aligned with my leadership team and my manager, our chief administrative officer, Sherry Thomas. So I just think that what we're doing is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that we're intentional about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you have alignment like that, that makes your job so much easier.
It absolutely does. Yeah.
So good stuff. All right, Precious. Well, we're going to keep an eye on you guys in North Carolina. I'd love to have you guys back on and see how it's, maybe do like a, I don't know, an annual update on the corporate social responsibility here, because you guys are just crushing it. So yeah. So thank you so much again for your time, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.